Welcome to the Nerd Party.
Scully?
Yes?
Marry me.
I love you and I like you.
I love you and I like you.
I love that woman. I love her more than sharks love blood.
I love you.
You don't.
Hello, I'm Tristan Riddell.
And I'm the girl.
And this is Nerd Nuptial Episode 97. This is a show about a married couple looking at married life through a nerdy lens. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great because the weather is finally getting better. We live in the northern Illinois area and we skipped spring and went straight into summer.
That's right. Yeah, like short sleeves, shorts. We don't have any spring anymore, apparently. We're just winter coats to shorts.
And one thing that I kept thinking about is that as nerds, we spend a lot of time indoors.
That's true, especially in the winter.
And so when it gets nice, you feel this need to just go outside, be in nature, but at the same time, I want to watch movies. I feel like I want to play video games, but maybe I'll just open up a window.
But then the glare on the television, I don't know.
That's true. Yeah. Do you struggle with that as much as I do? I don't think you do.
No, I think I'd much rather be outside than you would.
Yeah, I mean, even though you're paler than I am, I am very much of the pale variety where we shun the outdoors. And my people, we live indoors and play games
That's
inside.
True. Yeah,
in basements, usually.
I would rather go out and like have an experience, I think, than you would.
Well, that just makes me sound lame. Like, go out and have an experience. Like, oh, I'd rather go out and live life. Unlike you, Tristan. You know, like, that kind
Your
of thing.
Your friends are indoors on the screen.
Oh, that made me sound even worse. Man, the hits just keep on coming.
I'm not saying that I don't feel the same way. I mean, we're podcasting right now in the middle of the day so that we can have an evening together where we can watch television in our bed.
Oh, that's so nailed it on the head there.
So that we can, like, not worry about it when we get home, so that when the baby goes to sleep, mm-hmm. we'll just have time to ourselves. So I guess in that respect, you know, yeah, we absolutely value our indoor time.
It's true.
With our electronic friends.
It's a hard balance now that summer is coming around and it's rearing its beautiful slash ugly head. And it's... You know, it's really interesting because I feel like a lot of people try to, combine the two. Like, I feel like a lot of people, even though I've never been to one, a lot of people do Ren fairs in the summertime.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, that's hardcore nerdy.
That's true. We have a big one, like, very close to us,
we
too.
We really do. Like,
we probably should go just to see it.
I you know what? I kind of do.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get dressed up.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't have to get dressed up, right?
I don't know.
It's not like a rule.
Yeah, let us know. Do we have
yeah,
to?
Yeah, yeah. Like, people.
Don't lie.
Don't lie to us. People, listeners, please let us know. And we want to hear from you guys. Like, talk to us about like some fun, nerdy activities in the summertime
That'd
that we could
awesome.
Potentially do. Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe like if you guys give us some cool stuff, we'll mention it on next week's show.
Yeah.
You can reach
some tips for you too if you guys tell us some stuff. That'd
Absolutely.
Be awesome.
Tips and tricks for some nerd time summertime.
That you can actually enjoy the outdoor and, you know, also be like a drive-in. Could we like find like a drive-in or something?
Well, it's not 1950
no,
anymore.
I want to find a drive-in. There are drive-ins somewhere. Probably not near us, but yeah.
Yes. So like what people can do is they can go to thenerdparty.com/contact, select Nerd Nuptial from the drop-down menu, fill out the form, it'll send us an email. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thenerdparty. You can find us on Twitter at @joinnerdparty. You can find me personally on Twitter at @theinsanerobin. So please let us know what you think. And what nerd time summertime stuff we can do, and also Ren Faire stuff like do you have to dress up? Because actually, I have seen some people dress up in Star Trek costumes to go to Ren Faires. Like they pretend that they're on an away mission, like they went to a planet that's still stuck in the Renaissance or something like that. I could see myself doing that.
I could see you doing that too.
Now, before we go any further, we do have a little bit of business. If you've listened to the past couple of shows, you know that we are going through a GoFundMe right now. You can find it at GoFundMe.com/thenerdparty. We got hit with a legal claim against the network, which is a really crappy thing to do. Mm-hmm. And so we're fighting it because we think it's unjust. And so we need your help to fight it. We're only going to promote this for like another week. That's it. And then we're going to be, then you're going to stop hearing about it because we've been doing it for almost a month now. And we told you guys that we wouldn't just drone mm-hmm. on about it just a month. And it really, like, it's every single thing that you donate, every single cent goes towards our legal defense fund. That's it. That's all that the money goes towards. And you can find out more about it. We can't talk too much about it because it is an ongoing legal situation. But if you want to find out a little bit more, all you got to do is go to GoFundMe.com/TheNerdParty. Again, that's GoFundMe.com/TheNerdParty. We really, really need your help. And whatever we don't raise has to come out of our own personal finances, as in Tristan Riddell and the girls' personal finances.
Yeah,
because
unfortunately.
I'm the publisher of the network. And so it's an unfortunate thing, but it's something that happened and we're kind of taking it on the chin and yeah. hopefully we can overcome it.
And already a lot of people have given us some money to help, which has been very appreciated. We really greatly appreciate it.
But enough about that.
Yeah.
We want to talk about fun stuff. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm still kind of riding the high of Infinity War.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right?
It was so much fun.
It's weird. I haven't felt this way about a movie. Well, let me rephrase. Like, there's tons of movies that we will watch and then think about for weeks and weeks and weeks. Like, Blade Runner 2049 was one. Mm-hmm. Annihilation was one. And with Annihilation, it doesn't even necessarily have to be a movie that you thoroughly enjoyed or absolutely loved, like Blade Runner 2049.
Right. It just sticks with you.
It just sticks with you. And Infinity War, it's interesting because it's not like, Infinity War is not a thinker.
No.
You know, it's a Marvel superhero film.
Right.
You know, like it's candy, it's fun. But it's interesting because it does stick with you because it was so much fun and it was so enjoyable and such a thrill ride that you want to go back and see it more and more and more. And we almost saw it today, but then things fell through and we decided, okay, well, we'll just save our money and go to like Solo and Deadpool and stuff like that.
Right.
But it's, what do you think it is about Infinity War that just kind of is sticking with you? Because we gave a review last week.
Yeah.
We're not going to give another review.
And we won't spoil anything.
Yeah, we're
right
not going to spoil anything.
If you haven't seen it. But if you do go see it, make sure you check out our review on Infinity War. Because it was a lot of fun to talk podcast about that.
It really was.
Yeah.
Episode 96. Go to thenerdparty.com.
That's
not
right.
Just insane mumbling, but thenerdparty.com/nerdnuptial, and you could check out all of our previous episodes.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
I think?
What is it about it?
I think it was because there was so much time leading up to this movie, and so I feel like part of it was like it was so satisfying. We talked about that at the top of our mm-hmm. show last week, was that it was very satisfying. So I think that the fact that we did feel like it did all the right things, it makes you want to go back and see more. And what is it, broken like a billion dollars?
It's already, in 1 week, it broke $1 billion.
That's insane.
That's pretty crazy. That's awesome. I love
yeah.
that it's doing so well.
Right. Yeah. And it is a little different, I feel like, than other Marvel movies. So I think that's why it kind of sticks with you.
What's interesting is that I practically begged you to do a rewatch of Marvel movies with me leading up to Infinity War, because
that's true.
So many other people were doing it and podcasting about it and talking about it online and just like saying like, okay, I'm done with Ultron, moving on to you know, like the next one, or I just finished Winter Soldier and so moving on to the next one, everything like that, like
mm-hmm.
all these people except for me was doing this because you hindered me
okay.
from my nerd Marvel journey.
Oh my gosh.
But the thing is, after Infinity War, after we watch Infinity War,
mm-hmm.
you're kind of like, well, let's rewatch this one. Let's do this one. And
it's
let's,
true.
Like, what's
we're just doing it in reverse.
Yeah, that's essentially what we're doing, is because it was Infinity War was so awesome that we're in the wake of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're going back to other Marvel films.
It's true.
To get those characters again and get that feeling that we had in the theater.
Absolutely.
That's something I think that's special. That's no other Marvel film has given me.
Yeah,
before.
I would agree.
Like, not even Black Panther made me want to go back and... Well, I guess Black Panther was so isolated.
That's true.
That even after watching Black Panther, I didn't even feel the need to go watch Civil War, which he was in.
That's true.
It was just, like, yeah, Black Panther was so isolated that it was very much its own thing. But with Infinity War, every single superhero from Marvel was in it.
So you're like, well, maybe I do want to go back and watch Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1. You know, maybe I do want to, you know, go back and watch, you know, Spider-Man Homecoming or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
So I haven't agreed to watch all of them with you.
No. Nor would I make you do that.
But certain ones, absolutely.
Yeah. I just think, is there anything else that makes you feel that way? The only thing that I can think of is maybe Star Wars. Like, after seeing The Force Awakens,
you want to go back. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You want to go back and watch the ones that you really care about. The people that you care about. I don't know. I feel like that anytime we watch Star Wars, though. I feel like, you know, I need to keep going. So, yeah. Do you feel that way about Star Trek? Or is it more isolated? Because there's, you know, the different series.
No, I don't think it's isolated. I feel like there are certain things. It is interesting because I'm thinking about it now. Like when I watched like Star Trek Beyond, mm-hmm. you know, did that make me want to go back and watch the original Star Trek movies or the original series? No, not really. It just made me think, oh, I should go back and watch Star Trek 09.
Okay.
And then, you know, like go back into that because I feel like maybe it is siloed. You know, maybe it is. Like, if, you know, like if when I saw, you know, Star Trek Nemesis, it made me want to go back and watch Star Trek First Contact. Or when I watch The Undiscovered Country, I want to go back and watch The Wrath of Khan, you know, something mm-hmm. like that. So
when we watched Into Darkness, we watched Wrath of Khan.
Because you've never seen it before.
Right. And you're like, this is the way it should be. But also, it kind of made me want to explore that a little bit more because I was like, okay, well, there's something there.
Mm-hmm.
So what is it? You know, I think there's a lot of movies like that where maybe I'm not familiar with either the franchise or maybe the significance of a character. And then I'll ask you about it. And then you'll be like, well, let's explore this. And, you know, that kind of helps. Or like, let's, you know, maybe you should read this comic book if you're interested in this topic.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. That has happened between the two of us because, mm-hmm. like, even though we are equal level of nerds.
Yeah,
like, but there's certain knowledge. There are things that I'm into that you're not into and vice versa.
Right.
And I think that's one benefit. That's one of the reasons why we do this show, why we do this podcast, is because there's no such thing as a super nerd. Like one nerd cannot contain all knowledge of the universe when it comes to fandom.
Sometimes they think they can.
I think that's very much a victim
of
modern day nerddom, is that if you're not on the same level in their minds,
you're less than.
Yes, that's well put, and I think that's a ridiculous thing. And you know, obviously we love each other.
Yes,
we do. And so because of that, we share the nerd knowledge. Like after we saw Suicide Squad, you're just like, oh, this is super interesting. I was like, oh, you should read this arc. Like, this is what they were trying to do and failing.
right, exactly.
Yeah,
it's true.
Now one other thing that I've noticed that's kind of been a victim of modern nerddom is spoiler territory. Now, this is nothing new. Like, this has been around, I feel like, in pop culture since Empire Strikes Back with Vader's death and people spoiling the end of movies or like the turns or the twists and everything like that. You know, like oh my god, he was dead the entire time, you know, that kind of stuff. I had a conversation this morning with someone. And I'm not calling this person out, and I'm not gonna name names because he's a great guy. He's a fantastic individual. But I was talking about The Handmaid's Tale,
mm-hmm.
and you and I have not been enjoying The Handmaid's Tale. We're about three episodes in of the second season, and I really hated it because they made it. And I'm not gonna talk about it now because apparently what I said was a spoiler online.
But you didn't know it was a spoiler.
It didn't feel like a spoiler to me, but we didn't like what they did because at the very end of the third episode, we were just like, well, what the hell was the friggin' point of all the previous three episodes then? And then I said something akin to that online and the guy's just like, dude, spoilers. It doesn't come out in the UK yet. Or it's not out in the UK yet. Okay. I felt really bad at first. I was just like, oh, crap, man. I used the hashtag. So, you know, I use hashtag Handmaid's Tale. So, you know, like people who are worried about spoilers, if it's they have that muted, then it wouldn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, I need to think about it like, oh, well, I need to think about the global audience. Not everybody gets it at the same time. And I started thinking about that for a while and felt bad. But then I started getting self-righteous, like most nerds do after they feel bad or get embarrassed or get called out online. And I was just like, Well, I looked up when it comes out in the UK. It doesn't come out for another month. Like, the first episode doesn't even come out for another month. And then I'm thinking to myself, well, dude, if you're worried about spoilers, then you know that people are going to be talking about it online and people are going to be chatting about it and theorizing about it. And if you know you're not going to get it for another month, like with, like, Infinity War, like, if for some reason it was reversed and the UK got it for a month before we did.
Right.
I would have had everything muted online. I would have been very careful not to go into.
Well, they even kind of put that, like, we kind of talked about it last week, I think, like the Thanos
demands your silence thing.
Yeah. So they were trying really hard because there are so many spoilers in that movie.
Right.
That, like, let's do our best to kind of make this a thing where, you know, you don't spoil it for everyone else.
Now, Handmaid's Tale is a little different.
It's a little different. It's not necessarily these big revelations that, you know, whereas one movie can hold, you know, a lot, whereas a series, usually it takes time for those big things to come about. So that's, you know, what you said doesn't necessarily, like, a spoiler when you actually see the what happens in that series. But at the same time, I get it. Like, you know, there's nothing worse. Like, you know, we talked about, you saw an image of in Rogue One,
the very last shot of Rogue One,
and it just, like, really tainted that for you going in. Even you're, like, just frustrated watching it.
It was 5 minutes before we went to the theater.
Yeah, exactly.
But at the same time, I felt mad at myself because what was I doing on Tumblr 5 minutes before I go to the theater on opening weekend of Rogue One when I know
people are going
that people are going to, especially on Tumblr.
Right.
And so I guess my question to you, because you're kind of separate from the internet community.
I am.
My question to you is, like, when is it too far? Like, when do we go too crazy about the spoilers? Because I've seen people get upset with other people when they said that they liked it. When they're just
interesting.
Like, it's just like, oh man, you know, Lee, I know your tastes. I know what you like and what you dislike. Why would you say that you like it? Because now I know it has this kind of quality to it. And that's just insane.
Well, I don't think that's fair.
I don't think that's fair.
Like, whether you like it or not, like, as long as you're not giving anything away. I mean, we do that all the time, right? You know, I think in a lot of times, actually, we kind of save our conversations, we don't even talk about whether we like it to each other until we turn on the mic, just so that we can have that, like, first response.
That genuine reaction.
Yeah, exactly. And be surprised if one of us doesn't like it. But I do think that there are a lot of trolls out there who almost go to the theater just to spoil it. Like, it's almost like a game for them where they need to find this information so that they can ruin it for everyone else. And, or, like, people will put something on a completely random post and, like, spoil something for someone. Mm-hmm. And it's like, why would you do that? Like, what's the point of it? Like, just to take some joy. I think it's just to take some joy out. Or is it to be first? I don't know what it is.
I think it's both. I see people who just insist on being, quote unquote, first.
Mm-hmm.
And because they get some sort of sick satisfaction, some misplaced satisfaction out of not having a real life. And so they feel like they get that victory, that win online.
Mm.
And so it's like taking a little shot of ecstasy. Or you have people who just delight. You have these evil people who just delight in depriving others of joy or giving frustration to others.
Right.
And, well, just like, what was it? I think it was The Last Jedi. Like, we've talked about this on the show before.
Mm-hmm.
But right before we go to, like, with Last Jedi, I had everything muted I possibly could on Twitter and everything like that. I had every word, Jedi, Han Solo, Skywalker.
Anything you can think of.
Anything that I could think of was muted. And I was on Instagram in a Star Trek thread, and someone said, so-and-so and so-and-so die in The Last Jedi. And it had nothing to do with the conversation. It had nothing to do with Star Trek, obviously. It had nothing
to do...
Or the picture. They just put it in there.
Just to be a jerk.
Just to be a jerk. And it's just infuriating to me. Now, that kind of spoiler, of course, is a non-starter. Like, that is evil. That is the worst type of spoiler.
Yeah.
That's not accidental.
Right.
That's just not having a conversation and it just bleeds over to something else. Mm-hmm. That is, I'm going online specifically
to ruin it,
for other people.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, like, what kind of person is that? I almost, like, I know it sounds, maybe it's a way to protect myself, but I almost feel like in my mind that kind of incident is like a bot. Like, it's like it just drops this knowledge and you're like, robot.
Like an evil robot.
Yeah, like an evil robot. Because I can't imagine like a real person would be able to like really do that to someone else.
It's like Skynet became self-aware, but instead of being murderous, it's just bitchy.
Exactly. just a jerk. This is not the same thing, but maybe I'm just asking from your perspective. So there was a few trailers that came out where you were like really determined to be one of the first to cut it down and like shot for shot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you got a lot of joy out of doing that because you were like, you know, kind of analyzed it and you were like, okay, I'm going to take it shot for shot and kind of like break it down for people. And it was really fun for you because of the nature of what you do and being a nerd and everything like that. Now, that's not spoiling things for other people, but I'm wondering if that's kind of the same high for people, only in like a negative,
only in a negative way,
you know, like take that energy that you had doing that. Is that what they're trying to do? I don't know.
I think it could be, I think you might be onto something where I did it as a positive because I was trying to share something with people.
Right.
Where they could click on it or not and discover more about the trailer, go through it shot for shot. I did it for multiple reasons. I think it's fun. I like the rush of trying to do it as fast as possible.
Right. Because cut it down.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm in video production. I have a workflow in place where I can like insert the trailer. Boom. It takes it down shot for shot and I upload it as soon as possible to thenerdparty.com. And the biggest reason why I do that is because I want to advertise the website.
Sure.
And I want people to know the network exists. And I want people to discover all these great shows that you can find at thenerdparty.com.
Wow, you're really plugging the Nerd Party.
But one way to do that is like if you are first with, it's kind of like with journalists, you know, like if they're the first to scoop a story, their website is going to get more clicks.
More traction,
more traffic,
right?
And like ultimately, and more exposure and more advertising, all that kind of business.
They're almost the go-to person for that story.
And so the benefit, and like whenever, if they are first and they're the scoop, all other sites that reference them have to link to that site or say like, we got this off of AP or we got this off of Entertainment Weekly, that kind of thing.
Right.
And so it just makes good business sense to be first in that avenue. But because we're such a small, operation, it's really just, it's of course mixed with business sense as well as being fun. And I do get that high. I'm just like, oh man, we got a lot of traction. Like, do I get any money off of that? No. Like, oh man, you know, like we got 50,000 hits in 1 hour on the website. We don't have advertising on the website, and so it's not money in my pocket. Right. It's just like, oh,
it's
cool.
People saw it.
People saw it. Something I did, people saw. That's fun. That's, you know, we're doing this podcast, and so when these numbers go up, we're just like, oh, cool. You know, like
People are listening.
That's fun. Mm-hmm. But even if we have two listeners, you know, that day, we'd still be talking like this.
Right.
I'm going on a roundabout way to answer your question. But yeah, like, so where I was doing it in the positive and getting that rush, there has to be somebody on the opposite side of the spectrum who gets that rush.
I saw it, now I'm going to post about it right now.
I'm going to post about it right now just to screw with people.
Right.
And I feel like, not to get all altruistic or nerdy, but just like in Star Wars, you have to, you know, like you have the Jedi who, you know, get their power from the Force, the light side of the Force, about like peace and understanding and living things. And you have, you know, the Sith who get it from passion and chaos and everything like that. It's the light and the dark. I know that it's very epic what I'm talking about with just internet trolls and spoilers and everything like that. But I think to say it for like a fifth time, I think you're onto something, is that like they get a rush from it. And what's damaged about them where they get a rush from that joy, from depriving people of joy. But so where one is an extreme on one side of negativity, where it's just like, oh, you intended to spoil, and we referenced earlier about someone saying, I liked it, oh, don't tell me that you liked it, like that's an extreme. On another side, like so what is, where's the line? Like, what is good, what's okay, what's not okay?
I don't know what's okay. I mean, well, I know for sure spoiling the movie is not okay. But I feel like, I don't know, like, do you like knowing what your friends think about the movie before you walk in the theater? Or would you rather not know?
I think earlier on, like, say, like, when the Nerd Party was new. I'd say earlier on, I was a little hesitant when I'm just like, oh, well, you know, like, Schindler liked it. but Lee didn't, and Rushing liked it, but John Mills didn't, you know, like that kind of thing. Like that one, that would have concerned me a little bit, just because I'm just like, well, I know Rushing's tastes and I know Lee's tastes, and so that means I'm probably somewhere in the middle, you know, or something like that. And so my brain gets stupid and overanalyzes it.
Uh-huh.
Now, like, I realize that we're all so different people.
Right, and every movie's different.
Every movie's different. Everybody reacts a different way. So it doesn't matter if I know Lee likes something and Rushing doesn't, or if they both like something, you know.
Right.
Like,
okay.
It doesn't matter to me anymore.
Okay.
Because I'm just like, oh, there's no rhyme or reason.
Yeah. You know, like, because, I mean, I noticed, I feel like a while ago you wouldn't necessarily check the reviews and stuff like that, but I feel like you do more now.
Well, I don't, I never check reviews.
No, I'm not saying reviews, but like Rotten Tomato scores and stuff like that. Yeah, you always do that.
I'm much more comfortable with that. Like knowing like my friends' star ratings or the Rotten Tomatoes and everything like that. I mean, although Rotten Tomatoes has influenced us going to a theater
before.
That's
absolutely true.
Like, I can't remember what it was.
There was a few times where we didn't go to a movie because we were like, oh, that really bombed.
I got a 35%.
Yeah, even if it looked really interesting, we were like, okay, let's go. Then, you know, Rotten Tomatoes was just, the score was so low that we were like, I don't think we should go. I don't think we should spend our money on it.
That's the main thing.
Yeah.
Like, if it wasn't so much money to go see a movie, then we probably would have gone anyway.
Right.
We've gone like, oh, well, we have a babysitter, or we're going to have a babysitter and be a night out. Who cares if the movie's crap? It's a night out. But when you spend over 40 bucks a pop a movie with two people, you start...
Yeah.
Thinking about it.
And your time is limited. Like, we would go see a lot more movies if we didn't have the baby and stuff like that. But, yeah, I don't know. I honestly, like, because sometimes you'll tell me sometimes, but I don't really like to know. I really don't. I don't like
what
to know.
Friends?
I don't like to know what my friends think. I don't really like to know what the Rotten Tomato scores are. I kind of like going in just by myself. But at the same time, I do want to know whether we're wasting our money or not. I guess from a fiscal standpoint, I'm like, I don't know where we should go. Well, we did that with Annihilation. We went anyway. Remember, because we found out it was going to be on Netflix overseas. And we were like, oh, that's not a good sign.
Nope.
And, but we went anyway. And we had like mixed reviews about it. But it did kind of influence us walking in the door, I think, a little bit, knowing that it had been bought by Netflix. We were like, well, that's kind of, you know, not where movies go to die, but if they have been in a theater, it's probably not a good sign.
Yeah, exactly. Like Netflix is flourishing. A lot of people go exclusively to Netflix.
Exactly. That's different.
It's different from thinking that you're going to be worldwide just distributed theatrically and then you only get it in the U.S. Like, ooh, that means a lack of faith. That's exactly what that means.
Right.
And, but the thing is, like, after we saw it in the theater, even though we had mixed reviews, after thinking about it a little bit, we were glad that we saw it in the theater.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mainly because of the sound design.
Right. The sound is really good.
but, yeah, I feel like we're in such a spoiler-resistant culture that I feel like it's kind of like in, again, this is going to be an epic comparison.
Bring it on. All right.
In The Dark Knight, in Batman Begins, at the end of Batman Begins.
Okay.
When Gordon talks to Batman and says, like, okay, well, what about escalation? And Batman's like, well, what are you talking about with escalation? It's like, well, you wear a mask. You know, what happens if they, you know, like a, oh, no, no, like escalation as in, like, they bring out the armor-piercing bullets. No, we bring out the Kevlar. They bring out the armor-piercing bullets. Like, we get semi-automatic weapons. They get automatic weapons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, when does it end? You know, like, and I feel like with spoilers, because we're so connected in an internet age, like, if you're at the office and you're, you know, like, people are around the water cooler and they're just like, oh my God, have you seen Infinity War? You can go like, oh, haven't seen it yet. And you walk away.
Right.
And to, like, in this super connected universe where everyone has a timeline, you scroll through that timeline and you don't know what you're seeing until it's already too late.
Yeah. I'm not really as familiar with it because I'm not really on the internet very much. But, you know, I remember back in college when 24 was on, we would, like, go to, like, the we had this little place where we'd all eat and like hang out and like play games and stuff like that, and like 24 was on the screen and you were like just turned around and like ran away, and I'm like, where are you going? And you were just like, so you're like, I can't have it ruined for me. I can't have it ruined. And I was like, okay, I guess we'll go somewhere else.
I'm so glad that you brought that up, because I forgot about that. But that was a completely different animal back then. Like, that was in 2007, 2006, somewhere around in there.
Somewhere, yeah.
And so that was well before I was on Twitter, because I think Twitter started in 2007. And yeah, I had no idea what Twitter was. Saying, yeah. It was nowhere near what it was.
Not as much.
Not as much. It's not much of a thing as it is today. And Facebook was a completely different animal.
It was just for colleges.
It was just for college students. And it was really just, it was not this just feed of nonsense that it is today.
No, it was just mainly pictures.
Yeah, it was mainly like albums. Like, you right. go to somebody's album to check it out.
Right.
And see if they had, you know, like Philosophy 102, you know, in Hills Hall or something like that. That's what Facebook was.
Right.
And so with 24, once I went to college, I never had time to watch it live. Like, I was always busy on Tuesday nights doing something, because mm-hmm. I was a college student. And sometimes, like, the reception wasn't always good. We couldn't always get Fox in the way. And it's just like, right. our TV stations were crap in college. And so I wouldn't watch it. And so I'd buy the DVD. As soon as it was released, I would buy the DVD and then binge it before right. it was even a thing.
Right. You'd wait.
I would wait. And it wouldn't get spoiled for me unless somebody actively came to me and said, did you watch 24 last night? And I said, no, screw you, go away. And I very rarely, if at all, did it ever get spoiled for me. And that would never happen today. There's no way that you'd be able to completely miss a huge season of television. Because I think some people forget how gigantic 24 was at the time. but like, think about like Lost or Westworld.
Yeah,
or something
well, I
like
did the
that.
Same thing with Lost a few times, where like my roommates were being loud or something like that. And I like lost my little mind, my nerd little mind. And I was like, during a commercial, I remember one time sprinting to your dorm.
I remember that.
And watching the end of it.
Practically bawling because you were so
upset. I was, because of Lost. I was like, they are ruining Lost for me. Oh, no, they were talking during. They weren't even like, no, yeah, they were like talking during Lost. I was like, you cannot talk during Lost. So, and they were like, who is that? And I was like, you are not dedicated fans if you are asking who Juliet is. Get out of my dorm. So I like ran to your apartment. I was like, just let me in. I need to see Lost. Don't even talk to me. I just need to watch Lost.
And you sprinted. Like, we didn't live close to
no,
each other
we did
either.
Not.
And
no.
you ran during a commercial break.
I did.
And you
I got
only
there.
Missed like yeah. 30 seconds.
That's right. I got there in
I
time.
Was very proud of you. In that moment, I was very proud.
Yes,
of
but that's how life was back then.
Yeah, that's how
now
it was.
You know, people live tweet, you know, what's going on, and you know, that's almost encouraged actually, you know, with live TV and stuff like that. And you know, unless you're behind or only mm-hmm. streaming, it's not always the best situation for you.
See, I feel yeah, like networks and producers and everybody like that, they want you to live tweet because if you live tweet, then people are talking about it. If you're
Absolutely.
Talking about it, then other people will want to watch it. They want to be a part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. That's another thing that's really hard in this spoiler culture, is that people want to be a part of the conversation.
Yeah.
Like, if you didn't watch Breaking Bad, then you weren't a part of the conversation. You were not a part of the zeitgeist.
Yeah. Yeah.
And online tweeting and online conversations is kind of about that. There has been, like, I've watched Black Mirror episodes because I didn't want to be out of the loop. I don't give a crap about Black Mirror. But I watched that one Star Trek episode of Black Mirror because everybody was talking about it.
Interesting.
And I was like, and it was one of those weird
peer pressure.
It was one of those rare times that I succumbed to peer pressure, because I very rarely ever have. And it's interesting. And I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, being a part of the conversation. It's just, you can stumble upon the conversation and you can feel like you're left out. And with people actively, you know, like trying to get that to happen, like, you can mute people, you can not go on social media, but I feel like people, like, saying just don't go on social media, people are just like, what is that even like? What do you mean, don't go on social media? You mean up my filters, or like mute more people? No, just don't go on Twitter. I don't know what you're
it's
saying.
It's true. It's really, I mean, that goes to the conversation of like how reliant we are on social media. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's not even an option anymore.
No.
You know, and I feel like it's not even like, you know, saying to someone like, no, you can't talk about it. Well, they're going to talk about it online. So even if you don't talk in person, they're going to, like, if you follow that person, they're going to be talking about it on their feed. So it's an interesting time we live in where there's really no shutting that up.
Right.
We almost didn't go to the Infinity War the first night, but you were basically like, no, we have to go because it will all be spoiled if we don't go to the very first showing.
Right.
And it wasn't even an option not to go online the next day because you were just like, it's going to get spoiled. I don't care how, but it's going to get spoiled, which I get.
I was even worried about people at work.
Yeah, sure. Just coming up to you and be like, hey, what'd you think about this? Because they just assume that you would see it. And yeah, it's kind of crazy.
It is kind of funny, but like how certain people assume certain things about you because you're a nerd.
Yeah.
Like I remember one time, I might have talked about this before, but like my boss's boss came up to me one time and just kind of looked at me and said like, so, all right, Game of Thrones premiered last night. Did you enjoy it? She was trying to connect with
me.
Yeah,
because
she didn't watch it.
Because you could... Because you're a nerd. You're supposed to watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah, she knows that I'm a nerd, and I was like, oh, I don't watch Game of Thrones. And she immediately, I watched her eyes. Her eyes went above my head and looked at all of my nerd posters around
like,
my
really?
Cube.
Really? Are you lying to me?
Yeah, basically she was trying to look for like a Game of Thrones poster to see if
like,
I was lying.
Really? Like point to the Game of Thrones poster. Yeah, I get it.
That's like, yeah, it's just like if you're eating like, a burger and you're like, I'm a vegetarian.
Right,
like,
right, kind of exactly. Exactly.
But yeah, just she assumed that. But that's the thing is that like somebody could totally come up to you and say like, oh my gosh, right? So Vader is really Luke's dad. How crazy is that?
Right. You know, like, and then you just want to punch him in the face.
That, you know, that kind of thing, that kind of thing sucks. But, and I remember with Breaking Bad, we would, like, we subscribed on iTunes. And so we'd get it the next day.
Yeah, that was a little scary, though.
That was always super scary. And for the series finale, we're like, no, we got to watch this live. And so we went to...
We did it for Mad Men, too.
We did it for Mad Men,
yeah,
where we went
like,
to
nope,
your parents'
can't handle
house,
it.
Watched it live. Mm-hmm. Because, like, that would get spoiled.
Exactly.
And also, we'd be outside of the conversation.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I don't know where we're going with this. We're not really solving any world problems,
we're not.
You know, like anything
we're
like
just
that.
Talking.
We're just kind of talking cool. About spoiler stories now. What was one of the worst things that ever got spoiled for you? Do you remember? Like, was it Star Wars? Was it a TV show? Was it Lost?
I'm having a hard time remembering anything personally that, like, I was pretty good about, I mean, not too many people spoil things. And honestly, not very much stuff gets spoiled. I feel like a lot of our spoilers are recent because of social media.
Yes.
Like, I don't necessarily think, I also didn't think back in the day people, maybe I wasn't as strong of a nerd as I am today, but just people kind of took their time even getting to the theater. So it wasn't as big of a deal to like be the first in the door.
That's true. That's
you know,
true.
Right?
Well, okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
I think nerds were always nerds.
Yeah.
And nerds were always tapped in more than the average person.
Mm-hmm.
And the average person will go whenever. When it's just like, mm-hmm. Oh, well, I'm not free this weekend, so we'll just go in the next couple of weeks. Just, you know, while it's still in.
I have my story.
You have your story?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. So I've told this story before where I didn't watch Star Wars until they were the special editions released in the theaters. Okay. But I don't know why as like, what was I like 11, 10 or 11? I don't know why I didn't realize that they already existed, but I did. I realized because someone told me they were like, well, they already have come out. And I'm like, well, I know they already came out, but I didn't realize that people had access to them for some reason.
Okay.
And back in the day, we didn't have as much access. Right. It was,
no,
you know,
no,
unless you had the VHSs. And, you know, someone bought them a long time ago, you probably didn't have them.
And
okay?
We were that age. They were really expensive.
Exactly. It was a big deal if you bought a VHS. So someone told me that Luke and Leia were brother and sister. And this was after I watched A New Hope. And my little mind was just blown that of like, I still thought that Luke and Leia had a chance. And when someone told me they were brother and sister, I was just so upset and pissed. And I was like, and we were waiting until they came into the theaters. Mm-hmm. And so it just like broke my little heart. It broke my heart.
I feel so bad for you right
now. I know, right?
This is so...
Because I was like still... I still had the triangle in my mind of, you know, Han or, mm-hmm. or Luke or, you know...
Yeah, the love triangle.
I was. I was like rooting for... I don't know who I was rooting for, but...
No joke. I feel bad for you. I don't feel bad for you. I feel bad for the 11-year-old version of you. I'm not kidding. 100% sincerity.
I got over it, but...
I'm glad you were able to make your peace with it.
It stung. It did. It stung.
That's intense.
Like, I know. I remember where I was. I was waiting for my parents to pick me up in drop-off line. I was talking about how, like, I kind of just dropped the hint that I was really into Star Wars, and it was kind of a big deal for that I had even dropped that hint because I was a secret nerd at that time. And then someone was like, well, you know... I'm sorry, Luke and Leia are brother and sister.
And you screamed, spoiler alert, I'm sure.
No, I think,
that was totally a
I
thing.
Don't think I did.
I'm trying to think of when I was a kid, if anything got spoiled for me. I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure if anything got spoiled for me when I was a wee lad. Honestly, all I can think about is just recent ones.
Yeah, well, that's the thing I think with our culture right now is that that's so much more prevalent. Unless, you know, it was something like that it already existed, I feel like you were kind of safe.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you know, when you went to the theater, you're like, oh yeah, okay, cool.
Yeah. I think the biggest ones for me were the Star Wars ones as well, but for The Last Jedi and Rogue One.
Yeah.
I think those were it was with The Last Jedi, I was able to separate myself from it a little bit because I'm just like, oh, well, maybe this person was lying. Or maybe this person didn't know what they were talking about. Or maybe I can still enjoy it even if I know this is happening. But I was able to do this mental gymnastics back and forth.
The fact that you had to, that sucks.
Yeah, it sucks that my mind was preoccupied while I was watching
Right.
it. But with Rogue One, it was, they robbed me of a great emotional moment.
Yes.
It wasn't so much about the story or the experience. It was the, or like a spoiler of the event itself, like, oh, it ruined the story. No, it was an emotional moment that they robbed me of.
Yeah, and you didn't get that same experience.
I didn't get it. And it's that hurt. That was a spoiler that hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't think of anything else, like, as a kid. Like, I'm sure it happened where I'm just like, oh, why did you say that?
Mm-hmm.
But it must not have been too impactful if I can't remember it.
Right, right. Yeah.
Well, I
think that's our episode.
Like, so actually, you know what? You know, we talked about at the top of the show, we talked about like people writing in about giving some of the nerdy summertime activities. Now we want you to write in what was spoiled for you.
Yeah.
And like, what was one of the worst spoilers that ever happened to you?
Right.
I'm gonna ask this
and make
online
it
as
something
well.
That you are not going to spoil for other people. Like, make sure the movie's been out for a while. You know, don't make it about Infinity War.
Exactly.
Like, if it was Infinity War, just say, like, Infinity War was ruined for me.
Yeah.
Like, don't say, like, you know, something specific.
Yeah.
But other movies, of course, you can.
You can talk about
Vader. Cause people people have had their chance to watch.
If it's a couple years old, that's fine.
Right.
But don't do anything recent.
Yeah.
But we would love to know those stories. Like, did it happen when you were a kid? Did it increasingly happen with this spoiler culture that we're in? This connectivity that we're a
Absolutely.
Part of? You can go to thenerdparty.com/contact. Fill out the form. Select Nerd Nuptial. Fill out the form. You can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. You can find us all over the place. And so you have no excuse not to write in. I love you.
I know.
Scully?
Yes?
Marry me.
I love you and I like you.
I love you and I like you.
I love that woman. I love her more than sharks love blood.
I love you.
You don't.